Blog Talk Radio.
People, man, it's your boy, man, Dennis Live, man. Hey, man, today we're going to talk about stand your own ground, man. And basically, man, I just really want to, you know, get the clarification up, man. What's the difference between stand your own ground and the castle law, all right? Basically, you just heard that, man, and the narration that was about Aaron B. Virginia, man. I had to give him, you know, show my little homie, man, my little son, man, a nice little round of applause, man. Did his thing with that one, man. You know, so I salute you, man. We're just trying to get all this stuff together. Anyway, man, you know, people, what y'all think, man? You know what I'm saying? How important that it can be between the stand your ground law and the castle law. And now, I'm going to let y'all know what the castle law is, too. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I know people just tuning in. I'm going to play Aaron Beaver clip again, man. And y'all tell me, you know what I'm saying, what's the difference, man? You know, I've got my co-host on the line, man, El Villa. I'm with him on Burger Man after I bring this in, too. All right? Let's go.
Stand Your Ground Law from Wikipedia.com. A Stand Your Ground Law is a type of self-defense law that gives individuals the right to use deadly force to defend themselves with any requirement to invade or retreat from a dangerous situation. It is a law in certain jurisdictions within the United States. The basis may lie in either statutory or common law precedent. One key distinction is whether the concept only applies to defending a home or vehicle, or whether it applies to all lawfully occupied locations. Under these legal concepts, a person is justified in using deadly force in certain situations, and stand your ground law will be a defense or immunity to criminal charges and civilian suit. The difference between immunity and a defense is that immunity bars suit charges, detentions, and arrest. A defense, including an affirmative defense, is fact or set of fact that may avoid or mitigate the adverse legal consequences of the defendant's otherwise unlawfully conduct. Find out more at Wikipedia.com.
That's what I'm talking about, man. It's really important, man, that we need to know this type of thing, man, you know what I'm saying? So without further ado, let me bring up here. Hell, brother.
Yeah. How you doing?
What's going on?
Doing wonderful. Out here on the boat, chilling, listening to the program, and trying to get a better understanding of clarification of Stand Your Ground. Now, thus far of what Stand Your Ground means to me is if someone approaches me in a negative type of way, I have the right to stand there and defend myself. Am I clear on that? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, can you?
Yeah, I hear you. Am I clear on that?
You have the right to defend yourself, yes.
Do I have the right to defend myself?
Yep.
Okay. Now that I know that I have the right to defend myself, at what point in the Stand Your Ground law, which we just witnessed, because Trayvon Martin was, George Zimmerman was vindicated because of the law, Stand Your Ground, because he had the right to stand there. He didn't defend himself even when he was the aggressor. That is my understanding of the reason why he was able to get off is because he was able to, even though he pursued someone, once the confrontation went down, he was able to stand his ground. But if you are, I'm saying, if you are the aggressor, it's like a double-edged sword. I want to be able to, if I go to pick a fight with you, I shouldn't be the one that can holler, I'm standing my ground, because of, I was the aggressor. Person who is the non-aggressive should be able to be more able to use Stand Your Ground. But in George Zimmerman's case, he was the aggressor, but what happened was Trayvon Martin got the best of him. And in essence, turns around and kills the boy and says, I was standing my ground. Which, and relatively, he was. He was standing his ground, but he pursued a fight with this person. You intentionally stopped this person. So if you did these things, at what point in time do you... I mean, it's a gray area with me. I'm not going to even lie to you. It's a gray area. I, as a man, have a right to defend myself. I have a right to live. I have told the police that in my own neighborhood, I have the right to live. So if a man comes into my area and my dwelling and my home, I will blow him away. Now, if we are two different people on the street, and I'm not in my home, and a confrontation goes down, then, hey, the best man wins. Nobody should be able to use that law. Because at the end of the day, we were both on common ground. My life is not in imminent danger. I have the right to run, too. He who runs can tell that story later. It's true. He who runs, and I have yet to, you know, if you call me a punk, you can call me whatever you want to call me. But at the end of the day, I was able to tell that story. That punk was able to tell that story. The funeral, the graveyard is full of tough guys. Tough for no reason. Hey, it ain't like, fuck, I wasn't going to run. You did. You did because you wanted to prove that I ain't no punk.
You say he wanted to prove that you was?
Huh?
You wanted to prove that you was the punk?
I'm not going to sit up here and I'm not going to sit up here and prove myself that, you know, I ain't no punk. The thing of it is, how can I say this? I'm a man, first and foremost, in the eyes of God. I think it's a sin if another man approaches you and you don't defend your life. I think it's a sin because you might as well just put yourself in the noose and kill your own self, or put a gun to your head and shoot yourself in the head, commit suicide. I think, you know, you have to try to defend your life in some type of, now if it happens where you get killed in the process, then hey, it is what it is. But that defend your ground, man, is that a way of saying that it's open season on blacks? I think the truth of the matter is, Dennis, I think it's been open season on blacks since black men got here in the United States.
Well, you know, that's the next part. So I want that question. I want to answer your question. For you do the open season on blacks yet? Don't even do it yet. This is what we're gonna go back at. I mean, he's like, I don't know what it was with George Zimmerman and what it was. See what it is, bro. What I'm finding out is Florida changed their laws. They changed the schedule on the way. Right? Now in Florida, it says if someone who is attacked and resists potentially deadly force when they attack, you can stand your own ground. Now look, now in Illinois, now check this out, in Illinois, under Illinois law, a person can resist with deadly force only if he or she is attacked with deadly force. So if you get attacked with a knife, you can fight back with a knife. If you get attacked with a gun, you can fight back with a gun. But if you get punched in your eye or your jaw, you can't go at him with a gun or a knife or some kind of deadly weapon, because they feel like it's not standing your own ground. It's not mutual. What do you feel about that?
I most definitely feel that Florida law is just way off the books. I mean, I feel that, you know, with the Illinois law, you know, if, you know, a man is fighting me fair, fist against fist, and I go and pull out a gun, that's extreme. I should go to jail, period, you know. And I should never see the light of day because, you know, from the old school, yeah, no, you from the old school, you know, man, you can't take an ass whooping and hey, it is what it is. But I think it's fair that if we're fist to fist, I think it's totally unfair if a man has a gun in the midst of a fist fight and he blows my brain, he blows me away because I got the best of him in a fist fight. No, I don't, you know. No, it's the laws that we have here, man. I was at the Bob Dylan parade today, And not to get off the subject, but it's on the same subject because it deals with laws. Our politicians are the ones who make up the laws. And we've seen all these politicians, and they're waving and this, that, and the other, and, you know, and people in the crowd, they're waving, and I didn't wave back at not one politician. Not one. Because at the end of the day, this is broke at the very end. It's broke.
That wind blowing in your ear, because I can't really hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? The system that we're in is broke. It is truly broke. And there is no fixing the system. We call ourselves trying to fix the system. But the system is broke. And we elect these politicians. They have their own ulterior motives, so on and so forth. Their life experiences have not been for the masses of the life experiences of a lot of people. So they're not empathetic as well as sympathetic to the conditions of the common person. But these laws that they're ruling on and they're passing on, so on and so forth, are not for the common man. It's for somebody in their position. Prime example, the in the George Zimmerman case, where you had five white women and one Hispanic. White women never came out and said, you know, how they really felt about the case. Only the Hispanic. The truth of the matter is that at the end of the day, we're looking at, they have not had experiences as of Trayvon Martin. They've never had experiences as a person who is always being profiled. So at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. You know, we got what we got out of it.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right about it, man. It's more so saying you're judging me because of what I did and who I was and what you brought up. You dig dirt up out of me, but if that situation is wrong, it's almost like a murderer. I go out and do a whole bunch of murders, and you can't really catch me. Well, matter of fact, if I did my death to society, right, then I get out and somebody murders somebody in my family or somebody do something to me. You know, it's like almost to the point to where it's, oh, man, well, you did this back in them days, so therefore you get what you sow. You reap what you sow. Karma. You see what I'm saying? In the sense of just looking at this case for what it is and why was it this way or why did it go about this way? That's why they got the civil suit law and the civil rights movement thing saying that his rights were violated. But it's almost like, okay, if they change the rules in the state of Florida, how can his civil rights get violated when they say that he was being followed, right? And I'm saying it like to the point to where, yeah, okay, he got violated right there. The police should have automatically said, okay, when he said, why are you following him, they should have said, hey, man, you violated his rights. If you feel like if he's a trespass or something like this, then he should have did that. But now, since they pulling up all this negative stuff, you know, all this stuff about the, not negative evidence about how they can go ahead and pursue this case. Now, that's where, you know, so the state, the representatives and all that, they're making up these rules and they, you know, they try to clean up the glitch that somebody got called up for. And then next thing you know, you hear about somebody retiring or they resigning or, you know, so they're stepping down, you know what I mean? Because they knew that they messed up when they did that. They didn't know that this Trayvon Martin case was going to be as big as it probably, you know, has gotten. And what I did was I had to go a little bit in depth of, you know, instead of the George Zimmerman and Trayvon story, I wanted to go a little bit in depth of so people can know what is standing your own ground. What do the castle law mean?
These type of things
is what I'm saying is what people need to know. Go ahead. Team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me Let me give you one better. Look at the young lady in Florida who was being abused. I mean, constantly abused by her husband. And she was constantly being abused by her husband, and by her being abused by her husband constantly, she turns around and she files a restraining order against them. And after she files the restraining order against them, he comes in and tries to attack her again. She retrieves to go get her gun in the same state as your government, and she fires a warning shot in the air to protect from being beat up by him. And the state puts on the table and says, we're offering you 3 years locked up. And not only are you getting 3 years locked up, but you're also not only 3 years locked up, you're also getting you're terminating your rights as far as your daughter is concerned. So now you don't have a daughter, and you're going to have to do 3 years. Okay. She turns around and says, wait, hold on. I was standing my ground, though. I stood my ground. They said, oh, okay. You don't want to take that offer? Don't worry about it. They gave her 20 years. And she fired a warning shot. She didn't kill anybody. She didn't do anything. She fired a warning shot. Warning shot in the air. So in the process, you're getting 20 years for something that you were standing your ground on. Make sense of that, please.
That makes no sense at all, man. I just think that was the product for the open season on black people, man, because when you look at the situation of how it occurred, the judge didn't want to hear her story. Versus the Zimmerman case, I heard his father was a judge. So you already know he's already plugged in that situation, right? Now, going back to that female, there is, you already answered the whole question even when you were saying the story. You answered it already. She had nobody in her defense to tell her what it was, and when she said she went back. Now let me ask you this question. When they was fighting, she went and got the gun and then went to him? Or did she have the gun already and fired it in the air?
I think she had the gun already.
Well, that's totally different.
I don't care which way. If she had the gun or she went to go get the gun, I don't care which way you look at it. The mere fact of the matter is, I'm defending myself. I'm standing my ground. I don't want to get my ass whooped no more. It's a man. I'm a woman.
I understand that, but when you go, if you leave the crime, right? You leave the crime and then you come back. It's almost like it's premeditated, right? Because you had enough time to, you know, rethink the situation. Now you didn't think about the situation, you pursued it. So it's almost like a consequence. It's almost like retaliation, right? A retaliation for what has happened to you. Now, she was there in that situation, and she had the gun right then and there, and she's standing her own ground. That means she's fighting. She ain't going nowhere. Now, if she left and came back and then stood her ground in the same spot, they don't... You know, it's totally different now because you had time to think about it. That means you had time to call the police. That means you had time to do certain things to pursue this. But now, I'm just speaking off of,
let's
not the right thing to do. know what I'm saying is, I'm not speaking off of it's not the right thing to do. I'm speaking off of this is what they look at as the rights. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm not looking at it as to the point to where I'm looking at it as a person that's not mad, and the first thing that they're going to do is think, right?
Okay, well, let's be clear about something real quick, Dennis. Sometimes the police is not going to be there. They're not the referees of our life. The average murder that happens, the police is nowhere near to be found. The police is nowhere to be found. So if the police is nowhere to be found when these murders go down, they're not there like in a boxing match where there's always a referee. So at some point in time, you got to make split-second decisions. And like I said, it's either my life or yours. And damn it, it ain't going to be mine. So now I got to make a split-second decision on whether to keep my life or take yours. And it's a, you know, I have to take my hat off to some judges who are fair and impartial on a lot of issues that they deal with, because at the end of the day, that is a tough decision. Was this person really defending their life? Was this person really trying to, or were they just dead set on trying to go out here to kill someone, like George Zimmerman? I just want to be able to go and shoot someone. As a man of God, I pray for that man. As a man of God, I pray for Trayvon Martin. I believe that his murder did not go in vain. It did not. He did not die in vain, because it opened up the door for other issues that are unresolved. At the end of the day, his murder happened where it was able to open up doors. Now, I hated to happen to be that parent, because you have a son. I don't have a son, but I would hate to happen to my daughter, and I know you would happen to be, you would hate to have your son taken off this earth, but be the person who was the sacrificial lamb. To be the sacrificial lamb in order to open up dialogue and to have actually people thinking about these laws that are put in place.
Okay.
People in Radio Land, all I ask you to do is do this. The next time you go to court, look at the judge that is the deciding factor in your case. Write his name down. Go to Google. Research him. Find out what he's about. We're voting for the wrong people. We're voting for the president. Can't do nothing for you. Voting for the president. Can't do nothing for you. We voted for the senator. Can't do nothing for you. Pat Quinn can't do nothing for you. You're voting for all the wrong people. The person that you need to be voting for and researching is the person who is able to put you behind bars, or the person who can set you free. That's the person you need to be researching.
Okay. Now, in saying that is, so when you go do your homework on it, basically that's when you'll know exactly if this is the right person to do what you need to do for them, right? Now,
correct. Well, it's not even for you. It's not even just merely for you. It is also for your kids, your cousins, your children's children. You have to know you have to really know what type of people you're actually dealing with. We go to the voting box, which I myself included, go to the voting box, and, you know, a lot of times they press straight Democrat. And some do straight Republican. They don't know who they vote for. They're following protocol. They're part of the system. Their mom and told them, hey, to be, we're Democrats. Why? Why are we Democrats? What makes Democrats better than Republicans? Because history told us, history has taught us that we were always Republicans. We weren't Democrats. We were Republicans. The only thing that separated the Democrats from Republicans, the only thing that separates Democrats from Republicans is the factor of money. We blacks, black Americans, conservative black Americans believe in what the Republicans believe in. And that's straight up and down with no chaser. Majority of blacks did not believe in gay marriages. We didn't believe in equal rights for homosexuals. A lot of, you know, we were into our religion. That's it. That's all. And if you really look at Republicans, that's how they are. Religious-based people that are conservatives are saying, hey, we believe in this, this, and this, and this. Democrats are more free-hearted. Oh, whatever. Whatever. Okay, whatever. We're voting in the office people who have effect on our lives, and we're not realizing the grave effect long-term, longevity. But I'm going to say one more thing, and this may make a lot of people frown on me or whatever, but this is something that just, this came about to me the other day. The system that we're playing in is broken. We'll never be able to fix the system. It is what it is. We have laws compounding laws that impact other laws, that it's so many laws on the book that what you can and can't do as a human being here in the United States is confusing. You can't, Lawyers a lot of times have a hard time trying to figure stuff out because it's just so confusing. So how, as African Americans, how can we make it work for us? Truth of the matter is, in order to make it work for us, we'd have to create our own system. And it was being done. Our own system was being created in the late 60s, early 70s. Through what we call the Black Panther Party. And that's the reason why the United States killed off the Black Panther Party, because of people like that. They knew we have a system, but we have to create a system within the system in order for us to survive. And we're not surviving within the very system that we're in. Stand your ground sounds good, but ultimately it's a bad thing because it makes a person make a decision on their life and on somebody else's life, and that decision is not always the right decision because you don't know the mental state of the other person that you're dealing with.
But you got to look at it like this, man. I mean, I understand what you're saying with people, you know, not going to like or whatever. No, it's not that they're not going to like what you're saying, man. It's a good thing that you are speaking out to these type of situations, man. I got to applaud you for that because a lot of people, man, a lot of people is not going to stand up and say something, period. You know what I'm saying? Whether you going against the grain or whether you know what I'm saying, you going smooth with the hell. You know, it's cool, man, but you know, the thing is, don't nobody talk, man. Don't nobody say nothing. Don't nobody speak up. you get a hiccup faster than you speak up. And I don't know the last time I had a hiccup. You know what I'm saying? Now, what I want to get clear, and then I want to clarify is, to the people, man. Yeah, I know, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, the stand your own ground situation had to be, you know, had to turn about. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, somebody was like, man, so they probably got attacked. I don't know. You know what I mean? They probably got attacked by something. I don't know, man. But my thing is here. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can change on it. Only thing you can do is be that voice to learn and be aware of what the situation is. And I'm not going to say there's nothing that you can do about it. There's nothing that you can change, because you can always make change if you want to. You know what I mean? So I take that back. Scratch that. Strike that. My thing is this. Even going back, LB, when you said, I don't care who it is, with that lady, when you said, I don't care who it is, what she did, she shot an ass, she did this, right, you absolutely 100% right about the situation. What you got to figure out, in fact, is doing the research on that story, I got to know, did she leave or did she come back? Because she left, it's a whole different ball game. But if she stayed there, and she, matter of fact, if she went to the car and grabbed something, it's still cool because she's still in the vicinity of the situation. But if she left, full cock left and came back, then that's what they're going to look at. They're going to look at it, man, you had time to call the police, you had time to do this, you had time to do that, he didn't kill you, you know what I'm saying, and you went and did this. Now, matter of fact, in Illinois, now, we're going to get off of Florida, okay? If we go back in Illinois, bro, and she would have did that in Illinois, she would have got instantly arrested, like you just said. Now, if a person gets the cuff with me, and I get whooped, that just is a man, you know, say you do this. This is a female in this case. You feel me? Now, this is a female. She's vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, there are some females out here that probably talk crazy. I don't know what the situation, how did it occur? What kicked it off? Did she call him out of his name? Did he hurt his feelings? I don't know. But this man up and cold cocked her and did what he did to her. You know what I'm saying? We got to look and see what his terms is. This man got a background of domestic. I mean, this is the type of person. If this is his first time ever beating on the chick, okay, we got to figure these things out in fashion, right? But they look at the fact of what kicked it off. You the one that had that gun, and you the one that did it. Now, if she did have the gun and pulled it out and stood on ground, she cool. Because, therefore, in that state, you can do that. You know, in the state of Florida, I'm going to read that again. State of Florida, someone who is attacked can be resisted with potentially deadly force when they are attacked. So it's saying when they are attacked, so you can do it. But in this case, she was attacked by her guy, right? And in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So she should have automatically get off the hook. Should have been no questions, if, asked, nothing within that situation. So, you know, so that's why I said you're 100% right about that. But if she leave the scene and come back, you know what that means. I'm coming back to get my revenge on you, or this, that, the other, because she had time to call the police and say, hey, man, you whoop me. But maybe she wanted to take the matters in her own hands. And then again, you got to look at it like this, B. She had to have some kind of care for this brother because she shot in the air. What was the purpose of going to get the gun? What they always say, if you pull that gun out on me, you better use it. You feel me? Because now you don't gave another person the opportunity to come back at you.
They said she fired a warning shot in the air to let you know. The truth of the matter is, before the police shoot you, they have to fire a warning shot in the air to let the person know, hey, I am about to shoot you. So you have the right, you have the choice to disarm yourself. Understand this. Fire a warning shot. The police have to fire a warning shot in the air before they shoot you. Now, here in the state of Illinois, what constitutes for murder? If you and I get into a fight and you have a knife, and the moment that I knock that knife out of your hand, if I pick that knife up and I stab you with that very same knife, I will go to jail for murder. No ifs, ands, or buts. Because the law clearly states once you disarm that person, they are no longer a threat. That means they're looking at it, you have the right to run or retreat. But what happened if you can't run that fast? What happened if that wasn't on your mind? You were just happy that, you know, but doesn't self-defense say put a man down? When women are taught self-defense, they're taught to put a person down. Where you are taught in martial arts to put a person down where they are not able to get back up and be a threat to you anymore. Just because I knocked this knife out of your hand does not make it where you that person is not a threat to me anymore. That person is still a threat. But the truth of the matter is, our system is made up by man. And the man that has put the system in place is not the black man. He is not a man of color. He is a man that is truly out for profit. The legal system is a way to make money. That's it. That's all.
So you feel
it's here to make money. You know as well as a lot of people know here and that don't know on Radio Land, I just beat a case. Traffic. Purely traffic. That's all it was. I was driving on suspended license, beat the case, threw the traffic out, flat, out. But the only way they was going to throw that traffic out, and I have 19 priors of driving on suspended and revoked. The only way they was going to ever throw that traffic out is if I had a paid lawyer. If I had a public defender, I paid for my freedom.
Okay.
I paid for my freedom. Understand that. I paid for my freedom. My freedom cost me, but it was worth it every penny. I mean, let's be clear. You can pay to be free, hey. But the truth of the matter is, here we as human beings, we're paying to be free all the time, whether we realize it. We're paying to be free all the time.
I figure. So you know what?
It's the sad thing. But George Zimmerman paid for his freedom. How did he pay for his freedom? It was certain companies that were put in place that in order for him to be free, these companies paid to make sure that George Zimmerman was not going to go to jail. The reason why is because the gun advocacy groups wanted to make sure, the NRA wanted to make sure that, hey, listen, that our gun rights, the right to bear arms was not taken away. It was not even going to be looked at. They didn't even want the right to bear arms to be even looked at as a problem. I have the right to bear arms. So if we have the right to bear arms, why is this black woman doing 20 years?
Right. Well, you know what? Right. Hold that thought, man. We're going to answer that question, man. Let me take a couple commercial breaks, then we're going to get back in.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WestonWorldOne.com. That's WestonWorldOne.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WestonWorldOne.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go. On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You got to have your bars ready. Got to have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack. You got to be entertaining, bro. Go to WestonWorld1.com. That's WestonWorldOne.com.
Yeah, that's right. Get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WestonWorld1.com. That's www.WestonWorldOne.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to WestonWorld1.com. That's www.WestonWorldOne.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, WestonWorld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search WestonWorld1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that, too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out.
Go.
Let
me out. Go.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WestonWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WestonWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WestonWorldOne.com.
All right, man, we back, man. We back in the building, dog. Okay, LB. All right, man. Hey, man, what we doing today is, man, we basically talking about the Stand Your Own Ground law, and now it's just been incorporated. We're talking about a lot of laws, not just Stand Your Own Ground anymore. You know, it started off with that, and we turned it into the barrier of, we went into amendments. We want to do every single thing that we can to try to help each other. And what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play this this clip, man, real quick for the people that are just tuning in. LB, I want you to, you know, kind of give me your insights on it. You know what I'm saying? And what we're going to do is we're doing the difference between what's that, the castle law and the Stand Your Own Ground law. A lot of people don't know what the castle law is, man. Castle law is like defending your property, your home, your car. You know what I'm saying? That's what the castle law is. But I'm going to play this real quick. We're going to go right into that, too.
Stand Your Ground Law from Wikipedia.com. A Stand Your Ground Law is a type of
self-defense law that gives individuals the right to use deadly force to defend themselves with any requirement to invade or retreat from a dangerous situation. It is a law in certain jurisdictions within the United States. The basis may lie in either statutory or common law precedent. One key distinction is whether the concept only applies to defending a home or vehicle, or whether it applies to all lawfully occupied locations. Under these legal concepts, a person is justified in using deadly force in certain situations, and stand your ground law would be a defense or immunity to criminal charges and civilian suit. The difference between immunity and a defense is that immunity bars suit charges, detentions, and arrest. A defense, including an affirmative defense, is fact or set of fact that may avoid or mitigate the adverse legal consequences of the defendant's otherwise unlawfully conduct. Find out more at Wikipedia.com.
Okay, we back. LB, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
Man, it's pretty much still the same, B. I mean, you know, I'm at loss of words right now, B. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's pretty much still the same for me. You know, it's not a thing. It's still a law made by man, you know, imminent danger, you know, when does the situation become imminent danger? You feel, you know, and then you're dealing with a person's mental mind state, you know. You ever heard, my mom used to tell me when I was a kid that, you know, don't think because this man is real super skinny that he's not strong. Because you don't see him as busting, you know, walking around here like he a Hulk Hogan or, you know, Sylvester Stallone or something like that. That he's weak. The skinniest guy in his mind, especially if his adrenaline gets up going, he may be the strongest person out there. Don't judge a book, so you don't know where that person's mindset is at when it comes down to dealing with that. You know? That's all I can really say.
Right? Man, but go ahead, you know what? I take that too, man. And that's where it comes in with what you said, that master, what your mom told you. That's where it kind of comes in conform with the castle law. You know, so the castle law is basically, you know what I'm saying, like I said, man, you defending your castle, your home, your property. You know what I'm saying? You come in and that's the only time where, whether in the state of Illinois, you come into my crib, I have the right to do whatever I want to do to you because you own my property. That is considered a castle law. That if I try to come at you and you at your crib, I'm on your premises. Even in your car, if I come at you and you in my car, I have a right to do what I need to do to you. And the difference is, and I'm just going off the state of Illinois, you have to stand your own ground, almost the same thing, but that person got to have something. If it's a pipe, you can have a pipe. If it's a bat, you can have a bat. If it's a gun, you can have a gun. But if you don't have a gun and that person, that person don't have a gun and he dukes you out, and you go get a gun or you have a gun on you and you shoot him, no, you committed murder. But in Florida, they changed that rule to where if I'm getting beat up or I'm getting attacked, I have a right to incorporate not only the castle law, but I have a right to use a concealed weapon. Anything that I have that I know I can get you up off me, I can use that, and that's where stand your own ground is in the state of Florida. And my whole thing is, it was like, okay, they changed that. And this is another thing, LB, that I want you to understand, man. We have, these are the listings of the of stand your own ground doctrine to the judicial system interpretation of self-defense law, and not included in this list, okay? The state of Alabama has it, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. Now, there's some other states up there that's not listed, too, including like Idaho, Illinois, Kansas, Michigan, Oregon, South Carolina, South Dakota, Washington. Okay? There has the self-defense law. So that's why a lot of people say the stand your own ground law and the self-defense law is kind of the same thing. But it's different because the castle law comes into play. You see what I'm saying? If I'm trying to fight for self-defense and you trying to come at me and I take that gun from you or that knife from you, I turn around and use it on you, that's when you said that part, I just committed murder with you because I had a right to not only defend myself, but I had a right to get out of that situation. Now, that's in Illinois. But in Florida, I don't think there's no way that lady should have went to jail for giving up that you know what I'm saying, for firing that warning shot. But my point is, if I'm beating you up, where I'm whooping you, right? That means I had enough time to fire a warning shot to tell you I'm going to kill you. So that means I couldn't have been as mad at you because that first bullet would have went it would have been right smoky hot up in your tail. You see what I'm saying? So she had common sense to think about it before she shot this man. She was shooting to get him up off of her. Let me break this down. LB, you here, right? LB, you whooping me, right? And by you whooping me, I turn around and fire a warning shot at you. It ain't going to work. So, you know, with that lady, man, it kind of, you know, it's an upper grasp, but overall, she shouldn't went to jail because she was standing her own ground. And that's what made, you know, the whole situation look kind of crazy. Now, this right here, man, I'm going to read the duty to retreat. All right? A substantial minority of the state have laws imposing the duty to retreat. Some importantly, variations in general, a duty to retreat means that you are not allowed to resort to deadly force in self-defense. If it is possible to safely avoid the risk of harm or death by running away, for example, right, if that is not an option, for example, what is it? If you are cornered or pinned down or facing serious harm, then you could be authorized to use deadly force in self-defense. The following state imposed some forms of duty to retreat before deadly force, self-defense authorization. Now, these states here mean that you can't use deadly force in self-defense unless you pin down or cornered. For laying these states here, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. That means that if I'm fighting, you got a gun, and you coming at me and I'm trying to fight, and I have a way out of it, I take the gun from you, I can't kill you with it. I have to invert to running away, for example. If you want to, man, y'all can look this up, man, www.criminal.findlaw.com. All right? Now, the first rule names, Alabama, Arizona, and all in Florida, okay, these many states have intact stand your own ground laws that remove the duty to retreat before using force in self-defense. And the following list of the states that have enacted law specifically affirming one's right to stand your own ground when defending yourself against a serious imminent threat. Okay? So that's Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. Those are states where you don't have to run, for example. And some, too, they said, too, noted that some of these self-defensive law, either through the statute cases, meaning that if you pin down or in a corner, and if you're not on property, these are certain things that they could use as a castle doctrine. Okay, so that's the difference with it. The castle means that if it's in your home or in your vehicle or on your property, you have a right to use, you know, say, a concealed weapon or a weapon with deadly force. That way you're protecting your valuables. And those other states are Illinois, Idaho, Michigan, Oregon, South Carolina, South Dakota, Washington, and West Virginia. So that way you'll know the difference there. What I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play a song, man, or two, man, and we're going to come back, man, and we're going to do our little conclude, man. All right?
You don't know nothing. Tell me what you know about that. always know my dad. You don't know about it.
Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com, or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, world, space, 1, and download the app. It's a free mobile app, or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me go.
Hey, yo, Ace, I'm having a hard time getting my mixtape heard. You know where I can go get my mixtape heard?
Yeah, bro, just go check out Western World 1. You gotta have your bars ready, gotta have it clean. Make sure it don't be whack, it gotta be entertaining, bro. Go to westernworld1.com. That's WESTERNWORLDONE.com.
Yeah, that's right, get your mixtape heard each and every Friday here. WesternWorld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. Get that mixtape. Get it to us. Check it out. That's how we do it. Each and every Friday. Each and every 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
All right, and we back in the building, man. I just want you to know, man, you know, people, man, I want y'all to know, man, what stand your own ground law mean and the castle law, the difference between that, man. So y'all go to Wikipedia, you know what I'm saying, that's where I get all my information from, man. And the castle law, man, y'all need to know that, man, because they similar, but they different, you know. And what I'm going to do is this one more time, you know what I'm saying, before we shut it down. If you want to call in, man, 347-838-9106, you know what I'm saying, just press that one button. But if not, man, you know, I still enjoyed the, you know, I still enjoyed your people anyway, man, because you guys, you know, y'all be sending me these text messages and, you know, hit me on Facebook and stuff like that, so I know you guys listening. So anyway, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to play this clip one more time. You know, I've been playing it throughout the show, man, and because the Aaron B. Virginia, man, for doing the Stand Your Ground Law, man. That's pretty smooth. All right, here we go.
Stand Your Ground Law from Wikipedia.com. A Stand Your Ground Law is a type of self-defense law that gives individuals the right to use deadly force to defend themselves with any requirement to invade or retreat from a dangerous situation. It is a law in certain jurisdictions within the United States. The basis may lie in either statutory or common law precedent. One key distinction is whether the concept only applies to defending a home or vehicle, or whether it applies to all lawfully occupied locations. Under these legal concepts, a person is justified in using deadly force in certain situations, and stand your ground law would be a defense or immunity to criminal charges and civilian suit. The difference between immunity and a defense is that immunity bars suit charges, detentions, and arrest. A defense, including an affirmative defense, is fact or set of fact that may avoid or mitigate the adverse legal consequences of the defendant's otherwise unlawfully conduct. Find out more at Wikipedia.com.
Okay, and on that note, man, again, man, I'm going to read this off to you one more time so you guys know, man, the difference between staying your own ground. See, all this going to incorporate, man, is staying your own ground, self-defense law, and the castle law. These three things are kind of like almost incorporate into the staying your own ground. But some of these states, man, had adopted this law and they doctored it through the judicial system for self-defense laws. It's not included on some of this list, man. The difference between self-defense, these states here, man, you can fight. If a person has a gun and attack you, you can use a concealed weapon, something like that, in self defense on them to get them off of you. If you're an imminent threat, if it's real serious, imminent means like real serious, deadly. You know, so if it's a, and you're defending yourself, you can use this stand your own ground law in self defense. All right, and these states are listed: Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. And some of these other states I'm about to name here, it's got to be doctored into the castle law or on property or such as an office, this type of person. Purpose where you can use the stand your own ground law and probably have a weapon in your hand, something like that, and you're trying to defend yourself. But if you're out in public, you can't use this this act. You got to invert to use a self defense, meaning that you can take it away, but you got to run away, for example. All right? Now, this right here, these states I'm about to name off here, where it's got to be counseled. It got to be castle, the castle doctrine law. Can coincide with the stand your own ground only if you're on real property, such as an office, home, or a vehicle. and that's Idaho, Illinois, Kansas, Michigan, Oregon, South Carolina, South Dakota, Washington, and West Virginia. Now it's something where a lot of what's called duty to retreat, meaning that, for example, meaning that you can use deadly force, all right? I'm not going to read it. In general, a duty to retreat means that you are not allowed to resort to deadly force in self-defense. If it is possible to safely avoid the risk of harm or death by running away, for example, all right? Now, if that is not an option, for example, if you are cornered, pinned, cornered or pinned down, then you can resort to using this force in these states that only allows you to do this is Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, Minnesota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. And it's so crazy because Pennsylvania, wow, you got to be kind of governed in with Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania is on both lists. Wow. Yeah, wow. You know, that's crazy. You know, Pennsylvania is on both the lists, man. And I don't know how you win that one. But anyway, but people, man, I have fun, man. You know, so I really enjoyed y'all today. So what I'm going to do is this, man. Tune in, man. Log on to westernworld1.com. You know what I'm saying? Man, throughout the whole week. Really, you know, Tuesdays, we're going to rerun Tuesdays, man. We're going to be re-airing some of these shows that's not on demand that you can easily just go check out. But I'm going to go back to, you know, from 5 months ago and come on up so you can kind of inform how Western World 1 Network was kind of birthed. Then Wednesdays, you got It's All About You with Tiffany Thompson, where that's a spiritual for everyone. It's a general audience. We're going to talk about everyday lifestyle, usually with the biblical term, you know, saying biblical means, you know, using the Bible terminology or, you know, to try to help out the situation or you give us advice, you know, saying or help us try to figure something out. You know, it's kind of good that you call in. You know, Wednesday, if you have a problem, something like that, man, if you want to share it or, you know, you got a testimony you want to share it, you know, Wednesdays would be the good day to do it. Rainy days are really good to call in for, you know, you want to share your testimony. And Thursdays, man, we got DJ Disco, You Go Boy Radio, man. If not, y'all need to listen to that clip on that. Just listen to this boy's unique blends, man. DJ Disco, man, is a legend. I'm in Chicago, Illinois, man, and he's been featuring a lot of, you know, parties, featuring a lot of picnics, featuring a lot of radio stations. I mean, it's just good to have, you know, a professional DJ that's going to, you know, going to pour it all out for you every Thursday, and that's at 7:30 p.m. too. All this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays are 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I just want to log in and check him out every Thursday. And we're going to do something too. We just give y'all a sneak peek of what DJ Disco is doing on Thursday. So, you know, he officially starts next month, you know, the first Thursday of September. So, hey, man, it's just an honor to have that person, just to have them two people on the team. Then we got Friday, what we're doing each and every Friday, what we're doing Hip Hop Fridays. That's at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, too, as well. So, you know, I say tune in, you know, log in, you got some raps. You want to advertise with us, you know, hit us up, man, westernworld1.com. Click on contacts. Go grab that mobile app, man. Go to Google Play Store, or you go to westernworld1.com. But at the Google Play Store, just key search Western World and O-N-E, not the number one, but O-N-E. Spell it out. And it's going to pull right up for you. Download that app, and you go to contacts or email us. And, you know, either A, it might let you upload your music, or your bio or whatever, if you're trying to get in contact with us, that's the best way to get in contact with us that way, too, as well. All right, people. You know, of course, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. I've been re-airing shows, man, because I really want to try to see what Dennis Live, what the shows are about and what we can do. So, you know, a lot of people not sure of how it goes down. I get a lot of, you know, faithful listeners, like thousands of people about a week.
you know, that tunes in, you know, they'll know about Dennis Live. But you can go into that on demand. And also, too, follow us. While you're seeing that right at the top, you can see the logo right underneath it says follow us. You know, it says follow. So you can click on that and follow us like you do Twitter. You know, so you can follow us and you'll get an invite of all the shows, let you know when the show's about to air, what time it's going to air, and get a reminder to let you know what's going on. The Sundays, man, you got LB, special discs with LB on Sundays. That also, too, is going to be at 4 p.m. So we got the lineup for you guys. Tune in, log in, have fun with us, all right? All right, man. So we're going to end it out with this. End it out with this commercial again. People, log on to WesternWorld1.com, man. You know, and see if we can save you some money on your light bill, your gas bill, your cell phone bill. We got the medical enhancement program, whereas you can get a family plan for $25 for the whole household, and it don't discriminate on the card. As long as that person lives in that same household or is a family member of the household, you can use that card and get a discount on prescriptions, man. You can also do the WebMD with it, where it's, if you're Skyping, you can tell a doctor and show them your symptoms through, you know, say talking to them through Skype, and they'll tell you if, you know, you need to go to the emergency room, or they tell you this is what you need to prescribe. Only thing they can prescribe you with is addictive medicine like Novocaine or, you know, Vicodin or something like that, but we can do it like far as you got the pink eye or something like that, they give you that type of medicine, or, you know, something like a toothache or, you know, something to that nature that you know that you probably really don't need that behind-the-counter medicine, but you could probably take over the counter and, you know, and if you do need that behind-the-counter, it can't be a addictive medicine at all. And that's also on there, man. It has a program, westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program. That's all you got to do. And then just get in. We got the Dish Network. We got the Direct TV, you know what I'm saying? Those type of things. Just go. Just go check it out. All right, people. Y'all have fun, man. Tune in next week. Matter of fact, tune in tomorrow, man. Get any questions, hit us up, westernworld1.com. Or inboxes, man. All right, y'all. So, have fun. Thank y'all for allowing me on y'all airwaves today. And we out of here. Say this one more time, we're going to end it.
Stand Your Ground Law from Wikipedia.com. A Stand Your Ground Law is a type of self-defense law that gives individuals the right to use deadly force to defend themselves with any requirement to invade or retreat from a dangerous situation. It is a law in certain jurisdictions within the United States. The basis may lie in either statutory or common law precedent. One key distinction is whether the concept only applies to defending a home or vehicle, or whether it applies to all lawfully occupied locations. Under these legal concepts, a person is justified in using deadly force in certain situations, and Stand Your Ground Law would be a defense or immunity to criminal charges in civilian suit. The difference between immunity and a defense is that immunity bars suit charges, detentions, and arrest. A defense, including an affirmative defense, is fact or set of fact that may avoid or mitigate the adverse legal consequences of the defendant's otherwise unlawfully conduct. Find out more at Wikipedia.com.